What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Thank you for tuning in, all of you listening around the world, whoever you are, wherever you may be. Thank you today for making us a part of your day. And I love the stories. Some of you are, it's early in the morning, you're just waking up and it's like spiritual caffeine. Some of you might be trying to go to bed. You ain't going to bed listening to me, honey. I'll tell you that right now. This ain't good night kisses. What's wrong with you? We're going to call this episode Expecting Too Much. Expecting Too Much. As a pastor, I'm always dealing with some sort of conflict. Whether it's a misunderstanding, a disagreement, a trust issue, betrayal. Gosh, couples, man, it gets ugly, right? I mean, you could be an affair, it could be divorce. I mean, you deal with some crazy things. And many times I find myself on the other side of the desk, like on my side of the desk, watching and trying to help. And you just see pain, man. You know, you just see, you know, it's not uncommon to hear people say things to each other like, I trusted you. I depended on you. You let me down. How could you do this to me? I loved you. I mean, you know, you just get, and these people are like, wow. And sometimes I sit and I watch these situations and I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure what you're looking to get out of someone, but you're not going to find it. It's because this. I have to start off with the scripture. I can't just bring it in at the end because you would have such a hard time understanding me today. So I really need to break this down. In John chapter 2, verse 24-25, there's this scripture that's fit in there. And it's about Jesus understanding the hearts. Now, at this point, they were following Jesus. There was disciples. There were so many people there. And tucked into John 2 says this. Now, when Jesus was in Jerusalem at Passover during the feast, many believed in his name because they saw the signs which he did. Here we go. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men. Another version says Jesus, for his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all the people and he understood the superficiality and fickleness of the human nature. You need to understand, there was many times in my early walk where I'd have misunderstandings with people, or somebody would give me their word, or they promised something, and good intentions or not, and it didn't happen, and I would feel devastated. And then there's times that, you know, that I feel like, you know, I put so much stock in people. And you have to understand that the fact that Jesus said, I can't fully commit myself, that's not a bad thing. He understood that as humans, we're limited. Look, I think I'm pretty cool and amazing. I'm limited. I will absolutely let you down. I'm sure I'm not going to say hi to you when you want. I'm sure not giving you a frontal hug. So unless you're like over 60, I'm sure that I can't be everything you want me to be. Because many times what you're looking for, you're not going to find in a person. And when we expect too much from somebody that really should be coming from God, we're expecting too much. See, it's so easy to get attached to humans because this is the easy realm to deal with, right? to get attached to this voice up in the sky. And it's like, well, God, where is he? Who is he? It's this being. And it's just easy for me to love you and for me to expect everything from you. And you're going to give me ultimate happiness. And no, it doesn't work that way. And Jesus knew that people weren't perfect. Jesus knew that he loved them. And he gave, although he gave himself to them relationally and in love, he just knew that he couldn't fully entrust himself to them. Because we're not perfect, dude. And people will ultimately let you down eventually. And in a lot of these circumstances, when I'm watching people yell back and forth, I trusted you, I depended on you, I thought you would be there. Is there some validity in it? Sure, of course, man. Your spouse needs to be there for you emotionally and be a person. Of course, guys. But it also makes me realize that a lot of times we put trust in people that should only belong to God. And if I'm expecting something from you that God should be giving me, then I'm probably going to be in a little bit of trouble, especially with marriages. You get married and you just want a savior to come in your life and save your soul. It's not going to happen. Dude, look, the reality is, I heard T.D. Jakes say one time, marriage at best is 80% of what you've always wanted. And it's when you focus on the 20% that you don't like, you get divorced. Divorce is never an option. Hasn't uttered out of my mouth one time. Shouldn't out of yours. But I can't. My wife's amazing. Honestly, I love her so much. She's my best friend. But there are things that I can't get from her because only God can give them to me. So after the break, we're going to talk about why we get disappointed sometimes with people. And there's a little bit of a heart adjustment that I believe you can maximize all your relationships with people and not take you or them as serious. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
We're back, Engaging Heaven today. We're talking about expecting too much. And you know, I realize when you have a strong opinion, everybody's going to side with the other side. You don't have a microphone right now and no one cares, so just stop. The reality is, many people that I deal with as a pastor for over 18 years, man, they look for too much in somebody. Usually somebody that you let in extra close. Usually somebody that you share your secrets with, and then ultimately when you expect something in return or you have an expectation that doesn't get met, you get disappointed and left holding the bag. Let's take my marriage example again. I tell couples all the time, we sit down and, you know, I mean, I'm not able to do as much marriage counseling as I used to, but when I used to do it a lot, and I would sit down. And I would draw out a triangle. And on the bottom right hand is one spouse, and on the bottom left hand is the other. And then I make a triangle up to the top, which is God. And I tell you right away, if you're going to get married, the only way you can be strong this way, you know, basically left to right to one another, is as strong as you are up to God. And that's the triangle. If one to another is trying to replace that relationship with God, or one to another is trying to, you're always going to be disappointed. Because people are human. And we live in a day where there is human nature involved. Yes, it's not crazy to expect people to commit to their word and love you and be faithful and all those things. Don't be silly. But that's not the extreme that I see on the world today. The extreme I see is we're constantly trying to get things from people that only God can give us. And it just shows a fractured relationship with God. It shows a fractured relationship, you know, with the Holy Spirit. And the good news today, the good news for you, and how you can maximize your relationships with one another and with people at the workplace, no matter who it is understanding this. God is perfect and He'll never disappoint. God will never let you down. He's never going to break His word. He's never going to hurt you. He's never going to disappoint you. God is always better than advertised. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's the father to the fatherless. He's the husband to the widow. He's the husband probably to the girl whose husband is all jacked up and not a Christian. Whatever you need Him to be, God is for you. And He's always loving, and He's always good, and He's always forgiving. And so we can't give trust to people when it really belongs to God. But rather, we give ourselves completely to God. And then you know what happens? We begin to trust the God in others. When you've been hurt and you have to live guarded, it's not a healthy way to live. I'm not talking about living guarded and closed into other people. That's ridiculous. Let people in. But let them in with an understanding that they're not going to heal you. They're going to help. They're going to aid. They're going to love. And our relationships on this earth are supposed to be amazing. But they'll never take the place of God. And so what I've learned to do in my life is love the Jesus. I love everybody, for sure. But instead of giving my soul over to somebody or give all my will and emotions into you, I trust the Jesus in you. And if you wrong me, it's okay. It's basically, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And if you hurt me, it's totally fine. I love you no matter what. And so if we can learn to trust the Jesus in one another, then we live differently. We're not jealous and envious and scared and guarded and, oh, what are you going to do to me next? And that's ridiculous. Look, I'm not telling you to live isolated. The Bible says when you isolate yourself, you destroy your sound judgment. You're a fool if you're isolating yourself. God set up relationships and accountability and all those beautiful things. But we can't expect too much from somebody when God is there to heal and God is there to save, and He's the one that ultimately has to free us. He's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. I mean, I remember one day I was putting my son to bed. He was like 3 years old, and I'm just petting his head at night. He's sleeping, and it's like, I mean, watching a child sleep is like the most beautiful thing in the world. And I'm stroking my hand on his head, and I kind of kiss his little temple, and I'm just like, man, this boy is at my world. And it was that moment of like father to son love. I mean, I just couldn't love anymore. Like every ounce of love was spilling out of my son. And the Lord said to me, you know the feeling you have for him? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do, man. And God says, your love for him is evil compared to my love for you. And I couldn't believe it. I sat there and I just wanted to well up in tears. Because earthly love is so limited, guys. Earthly love is just so futile compared to his love for us. And compared to his, you know, the Bible says he dances over you. Really, your issue with people has that connection issue with God is the problem. If I'm allowing you to hurt me that bad, then there's probably a disconnect somewhere to heaven. If I'm allowing other people to betray me so much, I'm probably not listening. Because if you listen to God, you know what he warns you with? Checks, a little bit of discernment, be careful here, trust here, this one's safe, this one go, and you listen differently. So today I want to seed you with that. Look, love people. Give them everything, but don't entrust your all to them. Because God is the only one that will never hurt you and never betray you. I do not want you to turn into a snail and be isolated, but I do want you to maximize the beautiful relationships we have on this earth. Love people in every way, every day. Until tomorrow, thank you for listening. You've been rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.